who, aside from the Phillies, can Boris, we'll say, use to drive up the price? Who can actually go and who has an interest in going 330, 340, 350 on Bryce Harper if it's not the Phillies?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. Again, I don't think it's the Nationals, even though, again, the ultimate wild card here is 92-year-old founding owner Ted Lerner of the Nationals, who, again, has a very, very, very deep, good working relationship with Scott Boras, and, again, they have done a ton of business over the years. It is the old man who, again, doesn't have much time left, just naturally. Does he pull out the checkbook and put the Nationals over the luxury tax? They were one of only two teams over the luxury tax last year. Does he do that this year after basically Mike Rizzo, their general manager, when Bryce and Boris turned down the original 10-year $300 million offer, which was no opt-out and filled with some deferrals, when they took that off the table because Boris and Bryce turned it down at the beginning of free agency or at the actual end of the regular season, they went out and they made a bunch of other acquisitions, including Patrick Corbin of Arizona, and they spent a lot of that money. So the ultimate wild card, again, is whether the 92-year-old owner says at the last second, hey, no, we're going to do this, A, to prevent him from going to a division rival, and B, to prevent him from leaving their organization. Nobody seems to think they're going to do that, but I can't rule it out. I would say there's probably a 5-ish percent chance that that could still happen. The only other team that I could think of that would have at this point some sort of desperation need, and I had heard they had thrown around some silly money earlier in the offseason, Cofield, would be the Chicago White Sox. Jerry Reinsdorf has ever spent that kind of silly money, but I mean, you know, like at some point, you've got to get fans back in your ballpark, right? I mean, we know what the Cubs are. We know what Wrigley Field is. It's only gotten worse as they won a World Series. So at some point, you've got to spend some money, and you do have a pretty damn good farm system, and you've got to find a way to compete with the Chicago Cubs, don't you? And if you have an opportunity, and if it takes 330 or 340 or 350, maybe that's what you've got to do. So that's the only scenario that I could think of that would compete with the Philadelphia Phillies.